going to get to our guest here, but before we do that, I wanted to play this sound again. So Governor Rauner this weekend in an exclusive interview on ABC 7 in Chicago had this to say.
You recruited four people to run for what would have been your second term.
That's correct. Yep. And I said, I'll step aside. I'll give you huge financial resources. You run for governor. I'll support you. You have as good or better chance to get elected than me. All four of them said no. Too tough, too unlikely, too difficult.
Representative Jeannie Ives joins us right now. You never said it was too tough. You never said it was too difficult. Were you somebody that this governor contacted to see if you'd take his place on that ballot after the primary, Jeannie?
No. We never spoke after the primary, and yeah, that's fine with me.
Yeah. I mean, when I saw this, it was this weekend, my mouth fell open. Out of all of the things that we've experienced as Illinois voters, a lot of people who lamented over whether or not to support Rauner after the primary, myself being one of them, and knowing that he was the only thing that was standing between J.B. Pritzker and the governor's seat, it turns out he didn't even really want to be standing there in the first place. I mean, good grief, Jeannie, what in the world was the Illinois Republican Party doing here?
Look, I'm not surprised by this, and so I hope most, and apparently some of our party leadership is, which is ridiculous. Tim Schneider, if he didn't know, which he claims he didn't know, which I don't believe that. I believe he did know, because we had heard the rumors swirling around, and we had heard even the specific names swirling around of Cara McConaughey and Todd Ricketts and even Erica Harold. We heard all those rumors. And this is a man, this is a governor who makes no decision by himself. I mean, the most honest thing he said during the campaign was, I'm not in charge.
Yeah.
Well, no, and nor did he want to be in charge, though, is what we found out now. Nor did you want to be. So the guy who we said lied to everybody about everything and would lie to anybody about anything, that ended up being true.
Well, you know, Jeannie, we watched your campaign very closely from our show, and we supported it a lot. And would you have been able to beat J.B. Pritzker? I don't know, but I know that there are so many people that did or didn't cast a ballot for Bruce Rauner. None of them were excited about it. Nobody was excited to go to the polls and cast a ballot for Bruce Rauner. Some people did it because they didn't know what else to do. People were excited about your candidacy, and your candidacy in the primary was what I think really jolted a grassroots awakening in the state of Illinois, that there were actually Republicans to be found that were willing to speak up. Tell me, first of all, why did Rauner even run in the first place? And second of all, how do we get this Republican Party, Tim Schneider, if he didn't know that this was the case, then he's not doing his job. It's his job to know. How do we get it back on track?
Well, first of all, I don't think a lot of people wanted to vote for J.B. Pritzker either.
Yeah.
I don't think there was a lot of enthusiasm for yet another billionaire with no political experience and somebody who's completely out of touch. Not to mention, I still state very openly, J.B. Pritzker's wife, his brother-in-law, his employee, his contractor should all be prosecuted for their fraud on property taxes. And so I'm tired of living with two sets of rules, one for the political elite and one for everybody else. They should still be prosecuted. So we could have easily brought up so many other issues. And so there was no enthusiasm for J.B. Pritzker either. He was just not Bruce Rauner.
Yeah.
And, you know, for these naysayers to say, well, Ives could have never won. They don't know. Nobody knows.
Nobody would have thought you would have come within 3% in the primary either.
Right.
Based on a lie.
Well, even that,
from
even in the general election, we would have been so much more policy focused rather than this, voting on personality and emotion, which I know sells a lot of times. But honestly, in the state of Illinois, you just need some adults in the room saying no to the overspending.
Yeah.
And talking about what people care about most, which is that their home value is being decimated by the overreach of big government. And Rauner never took on the arguments, and so he cheated Republicans and actually every voter by not bringing up the relevant issues that could have made a difference in this campaign.
That's so accurate. One of the people who he recruited was a former state senator from St. Charles, Karen McConaughey, and this is a quote from her from the Daily Herald. She said, I was concerned in my conversations that he didn't really understand that if he really did want to take his name off the ballot, that he couldn't just pick a replacement. He hadn't sought any counsel about the process, so he couldn't understand it. I mean, this is so negligent on Bruce Rauner's part. It is shocking to me, and I understand you saying that you guys had heard rumors about this, but if he thinks that he can beat you barely, and really based on some lies that he was able to manipulate through some video ads and online ads, if he thinks he can just beat you and then pick somebody who is not selected by the Illinois voters, that's a pretty dangerous prospect to think that that's what was in charge in the state of Illinois for the last 4 years.
No, I mean, honestly, he just thought his money could buy him anything, and so could his position, and that, you know, his cronies would always have his back. And so this is what you get. You have complete failure of Republican leadership in the House, in the Senate, in the party. Mm. And they don't want to lead on policy because they're afraid. They're cowards in the face of anybody who would, you know, stand up to them. And then this is what you get. You get somebody like Rauner who thinks he can buy an election. And so we're an embarrassment, honestly. And I'm very curious. I'm going to reach out to the Republican National Party and ask them, you know, are you going to make this a case study on how not to do politics? I hope so.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. I want to play this clip, too, from this interview.
When President Trump won the White House, but lost Illinois by more than 16 points, I think 16 to 17 points, that changed the dynamic from good chance of re-election to very, very difficult chance for re-election.
So you're saying that Trump is the main reason you lost?
No, I would say it's a contributing factor.
What the heck? I mean, what is he even talking about? We know that he has no love for this president, but how does he blame President Trump for anything that had to do with his massive loss to J.B. Pritzker?
Well, because this guy is somebody who has blamed everybody else for his failures for the 4 years that he's been in the public realm. And so that's what he's going to do. I mean, it's preposterous. I mean, this is a guy who ran away from Trump, and then the same day that all this comes out, the governor-elect Pritzker is sitting, you know, two seats away from Trump at a meeting in Washington when Rauner would refuse to do stuff like that. But it does tell, it's very insightful because it tells you that his votes were going to go from, you know, trying to hold the line on taxes and everything to just falling in with whatever he and his wife wanted to do, which is why he got the bailout of Exelon just a month after the 2016 election, which is why then you got Sanctuary State put in place and HB 40 and green energy programs that are nonsense. And then you had 15 Republicans surrender on a tax increase, which he knew about. I mean, this explains all of the other policy choices that were made in the last 2 years.
Is there any actual likelihood that the Republican leadership in the state of Illinois will change?
I think that will happen. It should have happened already. It should have happened with their December meeting by the state central committee men, but those guys are cowards too. And they didn't want to take out Tim Schneider. And now it's pretty obvious that something's got to happen. Yeah. You know, and so you even have some state central committee men calling out Rauner's betrayal and, you know, a change in leadership. Finally, really?
Yeah.
It should have happened actually in April of last year, quite frankly. Then it should have happened in December after the tsunami of losses. Now for them to always finally find a backbone. I just have no time for them. I'll just reach out to the grassroots in my own way.
Yeah, well, we appreciate that. Where do people, if they want to reach out to in the wake of hearing this, because this does feel a bit like, as an Illinois taxpayer, an Illinois voter, a little bit of a hostage situation where Bruce Rauner was, for whatever reason, he ran again. Why did he not just not run? Why did he decide to run in the primary and then give it up?
I think it's ego. I think that's pretty much it. And otherwise, I can't explain it.
Because to me, it's almost as though, like, he trying to beat you was the last election he was going to win. And he barely did it. I mean, what you were able to do in the amount of time that you got your campaign up and running and to almost pull it off, and knowing that he spent about $200 more per vote in the primary than you did, mm-hmm. on the amount of votes that you got. I mean, to me, I've been following this very closely for a long time. None of it makes sense to me.
No, it must be nice to be super wealthy so you can just play with other people's lives so cavalierly and spend your own money doing so. But that's not how most people live, and it's just very unfortunate.
So if people want to reach out to the Illinois Republican Party, where can they reach out? Social media or email or phone calls? Do you know, like, a good contact?
Yeah, you know, Republicans who are, you know, maybe part of the party structure or whatever, they want change, you should follow your entire chain of command up. So contact your precinct committeeman, contact your county chairperson, contact your state central committeeman, tell them you demand a change in leadership in the Republican Party. And until you get that change, you're not going to be supporting their efforts. Yeah. I mean, that's how we should get some change going.
Well, I support you and your efforts to bring truth to the conversation, because this is just from somebody who has been watching this, and the people who listen to this show have been paying attention to this. They care. People are in the state of Illinois. They haven't left. They still care. It's their home. They want to fight for it. You definitely wanted to do the same thing. And to me, it just feels like from the top to the bottom, the Illinois Republican Party and Bruce Rauner at the top of it's just been lying the whole time. And I don't like that very much.
One big lie.
Yeah, it is. Well, Jeannie Ives, We always appreciate your time here. We are following you very closely and hoping that whatever grassroots comes out of this loss will be bigger and better in the future because you've had the time to dedicate to it. So, Jeannie, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me on your show, Annie. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you and your family as well.